Alright, alright. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Coffee Talk Show here on NRW Radio 73.4 with your host, Clary Malini. I'm really excited today as I'm accompanied by my two guests for the day. Today with me are Charmaine and Jolene. Good morning, girls.
Good morning.
Morning.
Thank you for being here today. As you know, I'm always alone, and being alone here, talking on a mic, is, well, not so good. Therefore, I'm really happy that you two are here. Now, enough about me, I would like to hear more about you two, so tell me a bit about yourselves.
Hey, thanks for having us here. I'm Charmaine, I'm 21, and I'm a student at the University of Düsseldorf, and, well, there's nothing more to say about me.
Hey, my name's Jolene, I'm also 21, and I study at the same university, and I love polar bears.
Oh, that's sweet. Thank you, girls. So, today's topic is Generation Z's concerns about the future. To give you a brief explanation, Generation Z, also known as Gen Z, is the group of people born from 1997 to 2012, and that includes you two, obviously. So, what are your concerns about the future?
Due to recent events in Germany regarding attacks, especially what happened at the Christmas market in Cologne a few years ago, I'm concerned about what the government's going to do against all this and how our future will look like in the next 20 years. So, yeah, I'm nearly frightened of the future.
I agree. I'm also really frightened, but for a different reason, because we might not live on an Earth as we know it today. Right now, our planet is on fire. The icebergs are melting and, well, your beloved polar bears are dying.
Well, that sounds terrifying. I'm surprised to see how concerned we young people are about the future. We have actually interviewed some other people belonging to the Generation Z, and I think it's quite interesting to see what they have to say about their future. Here's what they answered.
So, what are your concerns about the future?
At this point, my concern about the future is whether I make it to get my degree. Also, if I'm going to find a good job with a good salary, and whether I will go back to my homeland, namely Greece, or if I stay here in Germany. Yeah.
Thank you very much. What are your concerns about the future?
Okay, well, I think one of my concerns is that there are more and more people in Germany who dislike like refugees or people from other countries in Germany, and I think that's a really sad thing, and I'm scared they will act more violently against them. Yeah.
Alright, thank you very much.
What do you girls think about all of this?
Well, there are certain parties in Germany that are quite dangerous, and I'm also kind of scared of what the future will bring when they get elected.
I also find the first answer really relatable, because I myself am not sure what to do after I get my bachelor's degree.
I see your points. Now, you, Charmaine, talked about climate change, right? What do you two think about this? Is this, like, even a thing?
It's surely a thing. Climate change is an important topic currently. Let us just have a look at global warming, for instance. My grandkids will be watching winter movies and won't even know what snow looks like in reality. The government has set the goal to prevent the Earth from warming up by 2 degrees Celsius in the next 20 years, but it's a very ambitious goal since they have not managed to do so in the past 70 years.
I agree with what Jolene said. Unfortunately, the government has not managed to keep this promise, and for this reason, a lot of young people affected by this issue started to tackle this problem by protesting, just like Greta Thunberg started doing back in 2018.
That's a good point. As we all know, the 16-year-old student from Sweden initiated the Fridays for Future strikes. Now millions of students have followed in her footsteps by protesting outside of parliaments on Fridays during this whole time.
Yeah, so did I, because in my opinion our generation has to try to achieve something in politics with these strikes. Also, we are not only skipping school, but we are fighting for a better future for ourselves, which is equally as valuable as one day of a school week. Up until now we have come so far that we have raised awareness on that subject.
That is true, but on the other hand, I heard many people say that Fridays for Future is more or less a double standard. They also say that the kids who protest have unrealistic goals, even though they're not willing to find a middle ground. But, well, I don't agree with that.
I see you are concerned about climate change. So what ideas do you have about preventing this environmental issue?
Of course. The first things we consider are using less plastic products or reducing our carbon dioxide emissions by traveling with public transport. And I'm not saying we shouldn't do that, but another point is that we should really try to reduce our food waste. When food is thrown away, all the energy and resources put into that product are wasted as well. We need to raise awareness on this and change our consumer behavior.
But if you could change any three things in the world, what would these things be and why?
So, if I really had the power to change anything just like that, I would want to save the tropical forests out there. After what we have heard of the fire in the Amazon rainforest and Australia, which, oh my god, it has killed so many animals living there. More than 40% of the forests are gone already. Maybe we won't have any forests left in 10 years. So, we really should start caring more about the damage it has caused us. And while we're at it, we should switch to regenerative electricity through wind turbines and solar energy. Both of these prove to be a cleaner option than coal, oil or natural gas power plants. And
One more point would be an improved air conditioning. While it's a helpful tool for cooling, it ironically contributes to global warming. With each summer getting hotter, we need to be careful how we can cool ourselves off, especially in places like, let's say, Florida, where they really have to rely on it, because if they don't, they're screwed.
All right, you seem to have really good ideas, but how would you put them in action? Any other good ideas on that?
A really good idea would be to donate money for rainforest reforestation, or if you do not have the means to do so, you can use Ecosia, which is a search engine that plants a new tree for every 45 searches on the web. And as of now, 81 million trees have been planted all around the world, and the number keeps increasing.
Also, I'm sure many of you have seen those electric scooters just scattered around the city somewhere. With that, I feel like we can see the rise of electric vehicles, and they are probably much better than their fossil fuel counterparts, so who knows? Maybe one day we will all be driving electric cars powered by electric solar panels. Just imagine how clean the air would be and also how quiet the city then is.
Alright, I see that we're running out of time, so here's one last question for you two. Imagine if you were like a teacher. What things would you teach considering climate change in order to make school more useful in that area?
If I were a teacher, I would teach teens and young adults about the consequences of climate change, the reasons for it, and how to prevent it. We could even do some projects on preventing, for instance, global warming, and experiment on how to make Earth a better place. I could, for example, set up a tiny greenhouse in the classroom with its walls representing the atmosphere and explain to the students the way global warming works. With all that knowledge, the young people would know what is happening in the world and how to fight against it.
And if I were a teacher, I would, clean the forest once a month, I guess, because nature is important and all, and we don't have a plan B. We cannot live anywhere else, and as long as we have time, we should do something about that, because Earth is our home.
Yes, you're both right. But we shouldn't forget that we, as citizens of Germany, can do so much to help the environment heal from the disaster that we've caused. We can, for example, take part in reforestations and protest against climate change, right? Anyways, thank you girls for being here today.
You're welcome.
And thank you all at home for listening to our coffee talk. We'll be back tomorrow with more topics that you're interested in. I'm your host, Clary Malini. Have a lovely day, and until the next one, goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.